Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have a very wonderful discussion to have on Madani Channel. Kindly stay with us until the end of the program. By the way, our discussion is traversing through different stages in life, from childhood to youthful days to prime adulthood to late adulthood and then to old age. How does a person traverse from one journey to the next? Subhanallah, different stages of life, different situations of life. What are the blessings of old age itself? Subhanallah. Wonderful Madani Pulse to be discussed. Stay locked and tuned with Madani Channel.
Manzoor dua karna jab waqt naza aaye didar ata karna e noor khuda جب وقت نظر آئے آقا دیدار عطا کرنا میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے جانا رسول اللہ میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کر کرے میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا جب وقت نظر آئے آقا دیدار عطا کرنا اے سبز گنبد والے من زور دعا کرنا جب وقت نظر آئے دیدار عطا کرنا اور چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے اس در سے شفا پائی ہم دکھ درد کے ماروں نے آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا جب وقت نظر آئے دیدار عطا کرنا اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب وقت نظر آئے دیدار عطا کرنا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. We all should fear that moment, dear viewers, because each and every day of our lives is heading and taking us closer to that moment of death. Actually, the narration that I want to present to the viewers of Madani channel is related to a Tabi'i saint. A tabi'i is the one who's seen a sahabi, and the sahaba are those who've seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ayas bin Qatada rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a great personality, and he rahmatullahi alayhi was the leader of his tribe, right? So one day, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi looked into the mirror and he spotted and noticed some white strands of beard, some white strands on his hair. So after spotting them on his beard, he supplicated, "O Allah Almighty, I seek your refuge from a sudden accident." Allahu Akbar. He says, "Mawla, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, I know that death is chasing me and taking me closer to my end." He then went to his people and he said to his people, "I gave my youth to you, so now you grant me my old age." Meaning, I took care of your affairs in my youth, but you must now allow me to worship Allah Almighty in my old age. After this, he rahmatullah Ali went to his home and he busied himself in worship until he rahmatullah Ali left this world. Kya baat hai Madine ki? May Allah Kareem, for his sake, forgive us our sins, major and minor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our souls, dear viewers of Madani channel. So this is the reality. Today we spot these white strands on our head, on our beard, on our body parts, and then we give no attention to it except for dyeing the hair, putting mehendi on the hair, or plucking them out, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Hum apne baalon pe mehendi laga rahe hote hain ya is tarah ki cheeze laga rahe hote hain to block the white strands from looking old, dear viewers. Whereas the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, arwahuna fida sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said in one hadith, there is an angel of Allah Azza wa Jalla which calls out every day and night. What does the angel say? "Oh, those who are 40 years of age, the time to reap the harvest has arrived. Oh, those who are 50 years of age, prepare for accountability. Oh, those who are 60 years of age, what have you sent ahead and what have you left behind? Oh, those who are 70 years of age, what are you waiting for?" Allahu Akbar. "And if it has been created, then what would that it understood the purpose of life, of its life, and acted in accordance to it?" He says, "Beware, the day of judgment has drawn closer to you. So come to your senses." Allahu Akbar. The angel says this every single day. Come to your senses. If you are 40, 50, 60, 70. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Old age is the time of regret and very little hope, dear viewers. Yani umeed bahut kam hua karti hai. There are perhaps very few elderly individuals who do not even feel any regret over their past. Allahu Akbar. But agar wo nek the, they are pious at this age, then he will have regret over the lack of worship he may have done in his youthful days. So if there is anyone who is still living a life of sin, Allahu Akbar. This is the time to repent, dear viewers of Madani channel. Repent, repent, repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that this zindagi and this life is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our body parts are also a trust from Allah Almighty. If we use them in obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then excellent. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. And if not, dear viewers, our body parts will testify against us on the day of judgment. Jiha. It will testify. What is the verse of the Holy Quran in Surah Nur? Allah Azza wa Jalla states,
يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
On the day when their tongues and their hands and feet will bear witness against them concerning what they used to do. Allahu Akbar. What will we do, then do, dear viewers of Madani channel? Allah, 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 Allah. What will we do? Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us long lifespan now. If somebody is living the age of 40, 50, 60 and 70, subhanallah, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had said, Allah Azza wa Jalla does not leave any excuse for the one whose life he extends until he reaches 60 years of age. There is no bahana, there is no excuse. What that means, dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. In the commentary of this hadith in Fathul Bari, it is stated that he cannot make an excuse that if I was given time, kaash mujhe waqt diya jata, kaash mere paas waqt hota, to main toba karta. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you the age of 60, 70, 80, so on and so forth. It'll be too late for a person to say, I was not given time. If I was given time, I would have fulfilled the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if he abandoned worship throughout his life, despite having the ability to do so, Allah, 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 then he has no excuse, dear viewers, in this age of 60. Rather, he ought to seek forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, there is a lafz. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala said, there are two meanings of this narration, this hadith. The first meaning is that the meaning of a'adhara is it means that it takes away any excuse. That's the poor part of a person's excuse of spending their childhood and youth is heedlessness. And that might be accepted. But the one who does not turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla in old age, his excuses will not be heard, will not be accepted. This is because in childhood, one has hope of reaching youth. And in youth, he has hope of reaching old age. But what else does a person wait for when he reaches old age? Except for death, dear viewers. Mauti ka to intezar insan karta hai ki mujhe dunya se ab jaane ka time aa chuka hai. He tayyariyon mein lag jata hai. He starts preparing himself to leave this world. If a person does not still worship Allah Azza wa Jal, he does not make tawbah, he doesn't become obedient servant and banda, then he is worthy of punishment and none of his excuses will be acceptable, dear viewers of Madani channel, on the day of judgment. Allah Kareem will not hear any of his excuses because why? Time and respite is given to every human being, dear viewers. Allah Kareem has given you a long lifespan. That is because we have enough time to repent. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi then says, the second meaning of a'adhara is that a person is excused, meaning if there is an elderly person who cannot carry out much worship due to old age because he did plenty of worship in his youth, Allah Azza wa Jal excuses him and records the worship of his youth in his old age. Allahu Akbar. He records the deeds of in his old age, whatever amal he performs, he gets a thawab. And the rewards of performing it like he used to in his youth days, youthful days, dear viewers. And then it is said, 60 years is complete old age. An elderly worker is given a pension. Like in our country, in South Africa, at the age of 60, after 60, you can apply for your pension. And our Rabb is so merciful that he also gives his bandas a pension. Allahu Akbar, a pension. But a pension is only given to the one who serves in his younger days, who worships Allah Azza wa Jalla. We all go through this phase of life, dear viewers. At one stage, you was a child. Then in your young days, in your youthful days, from there you have turned into your prime adulthood, then to your late adulthood, and then into old age. You have traveled these different stages. your requirements at a child was different, youthful days was different, and then so on and so forth. This dunya leaves a person in such a state that as you are born, we cry for the world, and when we leave this dunya, we still cry for this world, dear viewers. In fact, doctors mentioned that there are four stages of life. How many? Four stages. He says the first is childhood and youth, and this is up to the age of 30 years. We all have been through that, subhanallah. The second stage is prime adulthood, and this is until the age of 40. The third is late adulthood, and this goes up to the age of 60. And he says the fourth is old age, which is after 60. Now, usually when you turn 60, what happens, dear viewers? This is when a person's strength declines. His weakness and old age starts to show and appear on his face. Allahu Akbar, we are moving with a bag of medications, going to the doctors, being admitted all the time in the hospitals. After this, death hangs over the head of a person. And this is the time to turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla if you have not turned towards Him. Abhi bhi waqt hai, dear viewers. We should repent in His bargah. Allah Kareem may forgive us through the sadaqah and through the wasila of His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Let's listen to another hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is in Tirmizi Sharif. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, the age of my nation is between 60 and 70 years old. Allah, Allah, Allah. 60 and 70 years old. There are many people who reach after 60. We will call them few people, right? Not majority of people reach after the age of 60. But there are few people who reach this age and beyond this age as well, dear viewers of Madani Channel. However, what do we take from this means? That a person remains strong until the age of 60. This hadith will mean this, that a person lives a strong life. If he lived a healthy life, good diet, then he sees his age of 60 in good health. And he says strong. And then weaknesses and old age begins after this. After this age, Allah Azza wa Jalla renders all such a person's excuses unacceptable, because the age of puberty till 60 years old is a lengthy period of time during which a man can think and reflect. He should contemplate ki main 70 ka ho chuka hu, mujhe ab toba kar lena chahiye. The desires of man never comes to an end, dear viewers. Many a times our legs can be hanging in the grave. A person is about to go into the qabr, but the desires never leaves a person. Even during such a state, people are found saying, no, I will recover, I will get better. It's nice to have hope. It's good to have good hopes from Allah Azza wa Jalla for recovery, so on and so forth. But preparations for death, dear viewers, it is behind you and I. Soon we are to leave this world. So a person had enough time from the age of puberty until he reached the age of 60 to contemplate. Was 60 years not sufficient for you to think and reflect over your sins, over your actions? What was the purpose of life? What am I supposed to do in this world? How was I supposed to treat my parents, my children, my siblings, my people? What am I supposed to do as a Muslim? Was the 60, 70, 80 years not sufficient, dear viewers? Allahu Akbar. There is a saying, dear viewers, actually. Better late than never. Allahu Akbar. If Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid you carried out acts of disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla in childhood, in your youthful days and adulthood, then you still have that time. Abhi bhi waqt hai. So take benefit of it by repenting in the court of your merciful and generous Lord, Allah Azza wa Jalla. There is still time whilst we are breathing. Abhi bhi waqt hai, because the world has not yet ended. The world has not yet ended. There is still time for us to repent. But with every day passing, with every hour passing, this is how the world captivates us and pulls us more further down this pitch, down the pitch of sins, darkness. Allahu Akbar. The list goes on, dear viewers of Madani Channel. All the stages that come about in a person's life have passed. Childhood was spent in playing. Huh? Adulthood was lost in hanging around with friends. Those the. Ammi, I'm coming now. Ammi jan, abhi mi aaya. Abhi sab 8 baj rahe hain. Bachcha aa raha hai 1-2 baje subah ko. After 12 o'clock at night, you're entering the home. Enjoyed it. Bachpan mein kya karta? Khelta. In your youthful days, what you have did? Hang around with friends. In your adulthood, where that past? Heedlessness. Heedlessness, dear viewers. Nothing else but heedlessness. And now is a time of old age. So, what will we leave now? What are we going to do now? Because iske baad to sirf qabr hi hai, dear viewers. There's only the grave. If a person does not wake up from the pits of heedlessness despite his old age, then he should at least reflect over the fact that he will leave this world very soon. Haan, jaane ka to hai, because why? This is my age. I have turned gray in color. So we have to read stories and, you know, accounts of our pious predecessors, and subhanallah, see how they worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla. How much of love for Allah Kareem. Hazrat Sayyidina Masrukh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was a great worshipper. Allahu Akbar. He would lengthen his prayers so much that his feet would begin to swell, causing his family to feel sorry for him and weep. So he would do this every single night. One day his mother said to him, Beta, why do you not take care of your weak body? How weak you are gone. Why do you place your body through such hardships, lack of sleep, standing for long hours in the musalla, crying with so much of compassion? Huh? You rest so little. Has Allah Kareem created hellfire solely for you? Such that, you know, nobody else besides you is going to go to the hellfire? Then why do you cry like that? Allahu Akbar, he replied. He says, Ma, a person should continue making efforts in every state. Oh, my beloved mother, on the day of judgment, two matters will come to pass me in regard to me. He says, number one, I will either be forgiven or either I will be seized. Ma, agar meri bakhshish ki jati hai, if I am forgiven, ye to Allah ki rahmat se hai. And if I am caught, if I am seized, it is all through the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ammi jaan, so how can I rest now? Aap bataiye, main aram kis tarah se karun? Huh? If I'm forgiven, ya Allah ki rahmat hai. Agar main pakda jaun, to this is the justice and the insaf of my Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. To main kya karun? I will continue to make every effort in defeating my nafs, my carnal desires. Ye kehne ke baad, aap apni ibadat mein phir masroof ho gaye. When the time of his passing away arrived, dear viewers, abhi aapka intiqal hone wala hai, he began to weep. Aur aap itna roye ke log ab poochne lage. People began asking, you know, you spent your entire life in worship. So why are you weeping now? Abhi kyun ro rahe ho jab sari zindagi ibadat hi mein guzri hai? Then why do you cry? So this banda of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this wali and this pious person said, who should be crying more than me? Mujhse zyada kisko rona chahiye? He says, the door which I spent 70 years knocking on will be open today. 70 saal ke baad woh darwaza aaj khulne wala hai jis darwaze pe main dastak deta raha 70 saal tak. But I do not know whether the door of paradise will open or the door of hell. If only my mother had not given birth to me and I did not have to experience this hardship. This was Hazrat Sayyidina Masrukh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on him, and may we be forgiven without accountability for the sake of this great personality in Islam. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Thumma Ameen. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the question to ask. We all perhaps are living that age of old age, or we are going to reach there. Some are in childhood, youthful days, prime adulthood, late adulthood, old age, different stages. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Juhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, great companion of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I saw whiteness on the part of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body whilst pointing towards the lip and the hair and the chin. So iske beech mein jo baal hua karta, he says, I saw some white hair between the lip and the chin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In fact, the famous companion and the khas khadime Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the special servant Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, he stated, he says, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this physical world, Allahu Akbar, he had less than 20 white hairs in his noble head and blessed beard. Less than 20, just before he departed from this world. Yani Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan had so much of respect and love for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they even had count of this day of yours. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki? May Allah Kareem forgive us for the sake of these great companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi writes, he says, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair on his head and blessed beard did not become so white that they required applying mehendi, for example. He says, only a few hairs were white in color. But on the other hand, Shaykh Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he has mentioned, and he's a great reference, right? He says, that the white hairs were very few and some hairs had turned red, meaning they were about to become white. So he says, such was the love of the noble companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they described him in such detail that you and I can't even imagine, subhanallah. Imagine they had kept count of how many white strands of hair does he have on his blessed head and beard, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So this is definitely connected to their deep-rooted love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such love and muhabba. And subhanallah, knowing that having white hair is actually the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we all desire to have this as well, dear viewers of Madani channel. Imitation can be a good thing in relation to this, you know. Imitation of wanting to have good hair. And I want to present a story, subhanallah, that will make you understand that how the white hair can also be a means of forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this story, of course, is presented live on air right now. But subhanallah, it's written in some books as well. And Ma'adani Akhlaq is the book in which this wonderful event has been described and written. He says, the writer says that a person who was a comedian, when he reached his death, his old age, and his death in his young days. So he told his friend who was going to bury him or who was going to be there with him all the way. He said to his friend that, you know, I have done jokes, I have made jokes, I made people crack and laugh. The time of my departure has arrived, and I'm just letting you know, when I do die, don't just bury me, but rather sprinkle some flour on my beard. So his friends asked him that, you know, you made jokes and made light of things during your life. At least avoid it now in your final moments. Qabr mein bhi ja rahe ho to logon ko hasa karke jana chahte ho. You're going in the qabr, in the grave, and then too you want to make people laugh and go. What is the purpose? What is the reason to put flour? Yani aate ko mere daadi pe lagwana, phir mujhe dafan karwana. Allahu Akbar. So he says, if you truly wish well for me, the comedian friend said, if you truly wish well for me, then you must do what I'm telling you to do. Therefore the friend agreed. He said, koi baat nahi, if this is what you wish, I will do that. And when burying him after his death, after sprinkling some flour on his beard and head, so some days later, kuch din guzar chuke the. So he, usi dost ne apne dost ko khwab mein dekha. He saw him in his dream and he asked him, ma fa'al Allahu bika? Oh my brother, how did Allah Azza wa Jalla deal with you after your death? So he says, I was asked in the qabr why I requested that flour be sprinkled on me. Mujhse pucha gaya tha ki maine kyun ye darkhast ki thi ki mere daadi pe ye aate ko lagwaya jaye. So I said, ab ye apne dost ko khwab mein bata raha hai jiska intiqal hua tha. He is telling his friend that I said, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, the reason for me to tell my friend to put aata and flour on my beard is because I heard the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jalla is most merciful to the aged Muslim. Allahu Akbar. So being old was beyond my control. Main to jawan ho, jawani mein intiqal hone wala tha. Aur main boodhe hokar ke main intiqal nahi kar raha hu. So I thought that I should adopt the appearance of an elderly person. Ki agar main boodhe ke shakal mein qabar mein jaun to Allah ki rahmat mujh par nazil hogi aur main bakhsha jaunga. Yahi meri niyat thi. This is the reason why I have put and applied this. I got this applied in my beard. And then that person said, "Phir mujhse kaha gaya." It was said to me, "Go, you have been forgiven." Allahu Akbar, your sins are forgiven. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy does not demand a price. Rather, it seeks an excuse. Allah, 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 Allah. The rahmat and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla does not demand. Jihad, dear viewers. Bahana. Bahana mi joyad. It looks for an excuse for your forgiveness, dear viewers. The rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla is so vast. Ki kabhi kabhi, you cried for millions of things in the world. Up to you. It never benefited you, right? But you cried once in the fee of Allah Azza wa Jalla. On the day of judgment, it's hoped that your one eyelash will intercede for you because you cried, because your eyes got moist, your eyelash got moist. And that eyelash that got moist due to the tears that you shed in the fee of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that eyelash will intercede for you on the day of judgment. Is this not an excuse? Bahana mein joya. for your forgiveness, dear viewers of Madinian Channel. It is the rahmat and the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you and I cannot believe. Subhanallah. There is so much more that we would love to discuss, dear viewers. And in the next point, inshallah, azza wa jalla, I want to bring to your attention, what will the white hair do for you and I on the Day of Judgment? قیامت کے دن یہ سفید بال کس طرح سے کام آئیں گے ان کا کمال کیا ہوگا ہم سنیں گے اس کلام کے بعد سب سے پہلے ہم حاجی عبدالحبیب الطاری حفظہ اللہ who is our respected and honorable رکن شورا and a wonderful کلام which is قصیدہ بردہ شریف انشاءاللہ مولا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبی بیک خیر خلق کلہم اس کلام کو سنتے ہیں let's make دعا انشاءاللہ عز و جل through the blessings of this کلام may Allah forgive our sins kindly watch this کلام listen to its meaning as well and we will continue after this کلام صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم
سلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثق عليه محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفارقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة, يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدي النعم.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا, يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها, واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها. سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله ما شاء الله, what a beautiful انداز of our Rukneshwara Haji Abdul Habib sahab, ما شاء الله. Really have enjoyed this kalam and I hope that you have also watched, heard and enjoyed this amazing Qasida Burda Sharif kalam, Alhamdulillah, which is actually a plea in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla using the wasila of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Form the habit to recite couplets of this qasida. Even in your dua, dear viewers, ulamas have stated this qasida is most definitely accepted by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, dear viewers, before this kalam, we were discussing old age, right? Many older people today dislike white hairs, even though having white hairs due to old age whilst being a Muslim is actually a great blessing. Now listen to the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, do not pluck white hairs as they will be a light on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, the one who has one white hair, Allah Azza wa Jalla will record one good deed for him, forgive one of his sins and raise him by one rank. Allahu Akbar. Now listen to another hadith of our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, man shaba shaybatan fil islami kanat lahu nuray yawm al qiyamati. Whosoever grows a white hair in Islam, it will be light for him on the day of judgment. What this means, if a person spends his youth and old age in Islam, it means to attain light. Thus, we come to know that in this regard, an old Muslim, the ulama have stated, an old Muslim is better than a new Muslim based on this hadith. Some scholars have said that a person should not pluck white hairs from his head or beard, as they are light. They will serve as noor on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, there's a hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who intentionally plucks a white hair, yani deliberately he removes those hairs from his head or beard, it will become a spear on the day of judgment, which he will be pierced with.
Allahu Akbar.
This is the craze of this world. We all want to be young. We all want to look nice. We all want to look handsome and beautiful and pretty all the time. Due to which we try and hide this, which is actually a blessing. The one who spent his youth and his old age in Islam, his hair turned white in Islam. So much of blessings. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was actually the first person to see a white hair. So he alayhi salatu wasalam asked, "Oh my Lord, what is this?" Allah Azza wa Jalla replied, "O Ibrahim alayhi salam, this is honor." He alayhi salatu wasalam then made dua to Allah. He says, "Oh my Rabb, then increase this honor." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, these white strands remind us of death. Unfortunately, the love of this world have intoxicated so many people. Despite the bent and hunched back, despite the white hairs, entire head and beard has turned white in color. But a man has not left heedlessness. He's still stuck there, engrossed in the dunya. In ancient times, there was a king who used to keep a coffin next to him all the time. Kaha jata hai ki whenever he saw the coffin, he would think about maut. Maut ko wo yaad karte the. One day he was looking in the mirror and then he spotted some white strands of hair on his beard. And then he told his workers, "Now remove and take away this coffin. There is no need for this coffin to remind me of death because these white hairs is sufficient for me to think about death now." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So yes, these were the people of the past, dear viewers, with such lessons. In fact, the second Khalifa in Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Farooq radiyallahu an, had said to his son, "White hairs appears amongst black hairs, and these hairs prevent you from disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal." Allahu Akbar. Kitni pyari baat hai. White hairs appearing amongst the black hairs, what does it do? These white strands prevent you from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are about to commit a sin, think for a moment, my hair has turned white in color. Am I still going to continue committing sins till my last end? Till my last breath? Ye ek reminder ki tarah hai. Just a reminder. Just as Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, when he met with the angel of death, and he asked the angel of death, "When it's my turn to leave this world and departure from this world, send me 3 messengers so I could be ready for you." He agreed. The angel of death agreed, and after some time, he appeared before Ya'quba alayhi salatu wasalam when it was his last day, his last moments. So, he alayhi salatu wasalam asked the angel of death, said, "What about the agreement you and I had? I never received any of your messengers. You were supposed to send me as a reminder that you are closer and closer and closer to me." So the angel of death then said to him, "Did you not receive my messengers? The first messenger was the black hair before the white one. The second messenger was the straight back before the hunched one. And the third messenger was the good health before the bad one. All these were my messengers." And dear viewers, we all receive these messengers day and night. Hazrat Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi once looked in the mirror and he saw white hairs in his head and beard. So he humbly addressed himself. He says, "Old age has arrived, but the defect has not gone. The defect has not gone." We all look at our faces in the mirror day and night. Some people spend hours before the mirror. Some people carry mirrors in their bags and pockets. Some people are stuck in the car for long because they can't get enough of those mirrors. And you keep on admire yourself. You want to look nice, you want to look good. But for how long, dear viewers? Or kitne din tak? Are we going to be fooling ourselves with these products on our faces? That we want to look young. We want to be good. Old age is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. We have just heard about those blessings. It was said to an old man, "What do you prefer in life that you have remaining? Ab jo baqiya zindagi tumhare paas hai, tum kya karna chahte ho? What do you wish to do?" He replied, he's saying, "Crying over my sins. Main apne gunahon pe rona chahta hu, yahi karna chahta hu apne baqiya zindagi mein. Allahu Akbar. I want to cry over the sins that I have committed." Allah, Allah, Allah. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, these are various narrations to remind you and I, prepare for your death. Prepare for your death. Allahu Akbar. Another parable which really touches the heart is that it is said that a young man from Bani Israel, he worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla for 20 years. And then he spent the same amount of time disobeying Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ya'ani, 20 years he worshipped and 20 years he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ek din kya hua? Allahu Akbar. Upon looking at himself in the mirror, See, when these people would see themselves in the mirror and see something that's not looking ordinary, that's not normal, like white strands that you don't see every day. And when you start to spot them, then you get ghabarat, fikr hoti hai. And the first thought comes to mind that, yes, I'm gone old. And the second thought comes to mind, jaldi se hum usko chupa lete hain, taki wo dikhe na, taki hume khud mehsoos na ho ki hum bode ho rahe hain. This is what happens, dear viewers of Madini Channel. But when this young man saw himself in the mirror and when he spotted some white hairs in his beard, so he felt remorse, regret over his disobedience. Itne humne sari guna kiye, 20 saal tak humne guna kiye, 20 saal tak nafarmaniyan hum karte rahe hain, to bas Allah ke bargah mein dua mangne laga. He says, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I worshipped you for 20 years, then disobeyed you for 20 years. If I turn to you, will you accept my tawbah? Will you accept my repentance? Allahu Akbar. He heard a voice from the unseen. Awaz kya keh rahi thi? He says, he heard a voice from the unseen saying, you showed friendship to us, so we loved you. You left us, so we left you. You disobeyed us, so we granted you respite. If you now return to us, we will accept you. Allahu Akbar. If now you will return to us, we will accept you. This is the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From childhood till old age, banda dunya mein kya karta hai, dear viewers? But Allah Azza wa Jalla's rahmat is so vast that He is awaiting to reward the one who is going to ask for forgiveness and all those sins committed in all those years. Allahu Akbar, are pardoned. Just like that, through the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Only if you intend to be forgiven, only if you intend to make this, to move towards tawbah, dear viewers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our souls, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla make us repent from all our sins that we have committed, dear viewers of Madini Channel. The Quran has stated very clearly, O mankind, you indeed are hastening to your Lord, then you will meet Him. So this old age in particular is a time of repentance, seeking forgiveness and leaving sins. Not having the desire to live for a longer life on this planet, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali says, there are many reasons for this heedlessness of the akhirah, of the grave and the hereafter. It's because the love of the world is in our hearts. Thus, a person makes it to the masjid. He makes it to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla in the masjid. And then Shaitan, Iblis, calls out to the earth and says to the earth, how did you allow for this person to enter the mosque and pray? And the earth says to Shaitan that I will await him. And the moment he will exit the masjid, I will place the love in his heart for this world. Yani the love, the world will come before you and its love will enter into the heart. The fikr and thoughts of this world will enter into your heart and mind. And again, even after going to the masjid, a person comes out as if he never been to the masjid. Thus you will hear ghiba, backbiting, slandering, all of these things going on, even around the masajid areas, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. So if there was no struggle in opposing the carnal self, people will not be given the name complete man. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us for the sake of the pious predecessors, all the awliya and all the saliheen. May Allah azza wa jalla shower rahmat and mercy upon us for their sake. May Allah azza wa jalla guide us to the righteous path, especially our children, dear viewers, who need this light, who need this rehnumai, who need this guidance. Allahu Akbar. We should remind our friends and family members that we wasted our lives in playing whilst others attained their goals. We remain behind. Have you ever heard that so and so returned after death and repented, dear viewers? Have you ever heard? It never happens. Marne ke baad kaun zinda hota hai toba karne ke liye? Ye jo mauka diya gaya, yahi mauka hai, yahi waqt hai, yahi wo lamha hai jisme insaan ko toba mangna chahiye, karna chahiye. So think about it, dear viewers of Madini Channel. If we want repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all of these excuses should be pushed aside. You know, Hazrat Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, they cried, they would cry frequently. Hazrat Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wa salam would cry so much that his tears had left marks on his face. Dear viewers, he is the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal. His mother would put bandages upon his face and she would cry and say, beta,
why would you cry so much that these bandages have to be put onto your face? And he would keep crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is said, dear viewers, when his mother would apply those bandages, and when he would stand for salah and worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, again he would commence crying in salah, in his ibadah, to the extent that the bandages would fall away from his face due to excessive tears and the bandage getting soaked in tears. Itna khawfi khuda. Itna khawfi khuda. It is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla which causes a person to repent, dear viewers of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is only this fear and khawf. If we have this fear, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, all our problems will most definitely come to an end. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, right away we have come to the end of the program. It's my earnest appeal to all the viewers out there that Dawood Islami has the weekly sunnah inspired ijtimaas. Please kindly join in. If you are watching this program in the UK, UK has so many centers, so many marakis and masajid of Dawood Islami. You want to learn and study the Holy Quran Park. You want to become a Alim-e-Deen. You want to study Madrasatul Madina for adults. All these facilities are available, dear viewers. All you have to do is keep aside your shyness. Jiha, we have to make the time from our busy schedules and give time to study the Deen. This is called Zamanai Koshish, in which you are making efforts to study the Quran Kareem, to study Ilm-e-Deen, through which you will attain Allah's closeness, Allah's proximity. You want to reach His closeness, right? And without knowledge, it's impossible. So let's better our salah. Let's better our ibadah. Let's start from here. Nowadays, people are getting gray in color at a very young age, dear viewers. Others are blaming it on the shampoo, blaming it on the chemicals that we use. If you apply a lot of itar, your hair will turn gray and white. At the end, it's honor. Allah has given you this honor. Take this honor and use this honor to remind you that you are getting closer to death. Use your age as a mark to remind yourself ki agar main 50 ko ho chuka hu, don't bluff yourself and don't lie to yourself ki main jawan hu. We just explained earlier, dear viewers of Madinah, the four stages of life, what the doctors have said about the four stages of life. Death is a door through which every soul will pass, and death is a drink which every soul will drink, is a beverage. Every soul will drink this beverage, dear viewers. May Allah have mercy on our souls, and the day we depart from this world, may on our tongues be the article of faith, kalima shahada, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May kalima tayyiba be upon our lips, dear viewers, when we are departing from this world, whilst reciting durood and salawat upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will be back on your Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.